The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Peace Family is 19 Keys. It's the most dangerous podcast in the world. Make sure y'all tap in for some war room, some high-level conversation, and keys to be able to unlock and stimulate that guy within. Tap in. This episode is brought to you by Infinite Wealth Strategies. Infinite Wealth Strategy is a course that I created for all those who want to tap into everything blockchain, also for those who want to be a part of a community that is growing and learning together. We go from everything from the metaverse, cryptocurrency, tokenomics, non-fungible tokens known as NFTs, ways to understand decentralized finance and learning how to utilize it. Also things just from learning 3 to 4 week book strategies and how to become an author, how to set up trust, how to move private, right? We have weekly classes on masculinity, femininity, spirituality. There's so much that's involved in it, but once you tap into the Infinite Wealth Strategies, you become a strategist on how you can produce wealth for your future. Come and learn financial literacy, how to put together a portfolio, or just come learn how to earn cryptocurrency so you can start making money in the market that's producing millionaires on a daily basis. Tap into Infinite Wealth Strategies and you'll have access to 2022. So all things that you didn't learn this year, you got probably about 2 more months to go ahead and put it all in your head. And this is an all-you-can-learn situation. We're going to charge you one time, and once you're in, the knowledge is yours forever. And it will give you a return on that investment to the day you die.
Infinite Wealth
Strategy. Conversation about political, economic, and wealth building. This is the War Room. Peace Family is 19 Keys tapping in, and this is the War Room. The War Room is when we have conversation about political, economic, and wealth building. Oftentimes, we go into subjects that are controversial, but are necessary and needed to be heard. This particular War Room is going to be a little different because I brought the captain. And as y'all know, I'm the general. You understand me? And as we speak upon these things, uncensored, unfiltered, real black guy talk. Things that probably shouldn't even exist in this time because this world don't want our world to exist. And our world is built by our minds. You understand me? And so I want to jump into some topics that are normally taboo for a person to speak on truthfully, right? But today we're going to get into it and we ain't biting our tongue on nothing. So the first thing I want to talk about, Pops, is what's going on with the rappers. You understand me? The rappers are... You know, first of all, it's a lot that goes on there, right? You got the issue of hypocrisy that exists in hip-hop, how hip-hop and rappers, you know, scream about discrimination and things of that nature and scream about people treating them a certain way, but at the same time, their music reflects destruction, right? And then you have the corporations who promote the destruction, and it's saying that, listen, you can talk about killing niggas all you want to. That's a hit song. The song lyrics can be, I kill niggas, I kill niggas, I kill niggas. I'm a real nigga. I kill niggas because I'm a real nigga and I'm a real nigga that kill niggas. And that could be a hit. But if you say, I kill niggas, I kill gay niggas, I kill more gay niggas and then I kill gay niggas, then all of a sudden it's an issue. So the question is now becoming enlightened for the rest of the world, even though I spoke about this many a times, and I'm sure we both have the same understanding. You know, the person that you have to whisper about has the most power, right? Jewish community, they got the power, right? LGBTQ community, they got the power, right? White boys, they got the power. You understand me? Because those are not people that you outwardly speak about aggressively when it comes to the truth. And so now we trying to, now so the larger society is trying to think like us in a little bit, but then say it in a nice manner, is the fact that black people realize that, you know, the LGBT community was never about love and acceptance. It was about power and rulership. You understand me? Right. Because you can never accept anything that you don't understand. So instead of allowing society to think in a manner that the dominant society would, because the dominant society, 99% of the world, is heterosexual, right, which is always going to dominate the paradigm, you have to force your rulership upon people, right, through power. And so now people are feeling the blunt of that. We've seen it through Kevin Hart. We've seen it with now the recent one is DaBaby. We've seen it with Lil Boosie. We've seen it with just about Nipsey. They tried to get Nipsey at a time for speaking about it. And every single black man that says anything, the LGBT alphabet boys, they come in like the FBI. The people used to be afraid. The alphabet boys used to be the FBI. People used to be afraid of the windbreakers coming in and getting you a federal case. Now, they're afraid of coming there and getting them a gay case. You understand me? Because the new alphabet boys is the LGBT. So the rapper that can kill, he can outwardly have a record about how he done killed some niggas. You understand me? He can outwardly have a record about how he robbed. He can outwardly have a record about how he extorted. On how he the most gangster in his neighborhood, he ain't got to check in with nobody. You understand me? He tough, made, and verified in the streets. But the moment he talk about them alphabet boys, they got you bending over apologizing, and you realize that you ain't the man that you thought you was. Mm. You understand me? And the power that you thought you had, they gave you, but you didn't realize that it was a leash. So that leash meaning that you gonna go so far till it start to choke your neck. You understand me? And they say, wait a minute, you're not free.
It's like the dog chain.
Yeah, you're not free. We gave you liberty. We didn't give you freedom. We gave you liberty to do what you want until it goes against us. And now, guess what? I need you to work for our agenda. Because we knew you was going to slip up. We just gave you enough rope to hang yourself, right? So when it comes to, you know, number one, what can rappers do to get back their masculinity, number one? And what can black people as a culture, right, an undefined, divided culture as it is, start to do and to learn from the lessons that the LGBTQ and the Jewish community are teaching us when it comes to power, and even the Asian community right now? They banded together in solidarity, and they've proven that, you know, it ain't about... When the people have a cultural identity and they all work together, you can get anything done. They got legislation and bill passed so fast that if a rapper start rapping about Asian, killing Asian men, you understand me, all of a sudden it becomes a hate record, right? If you rap about killing Jews, it's a hate record. You rap about killing gays, it's a hate record. If you rap about killing heterosexual black men, it's a hit record, right? So what lessons can we learn to where... Or what are they teaching us about the dynamics of power that we need to learn as a community?
That's kind of funny, because actually what it's showing you, we don't have any power. Mm. You know, we don't have any self-determination in this country for ourselves. We don't have, the black man don't even have his own ideology. Mm. Our thoughts are not before the world. What you see before the world is the thought of the white man. Mm. We don't have no power, no control. We don't control any industry. And the young brothers that's out here lacking the knowledge itself. You know, anybody, see, when I look at these young brothers, ain't no big deal because you out in the streets running around with a bunch of savages and y'all knocking one another off. That don't make you dangerous to me. Because I done seen hundreds of brothers, when they get caught up in that four-corner room, just as soft as a putty cat. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? They come in, they fold up. Just period. You see them walking the yard. You come into detention, you get them a couple of days where you just getting what they call, but when you come in, you know, they give you all these tests, try to test your psychology and all this old type of stuff. But you get to come to the yard, you know. Brothers come to your yard, you see them, you might come in together pretty soon, you be seeing the brother disappear. Mm. They ain't walking the yard no more. Yeah. These big old tough gangster brothers coming in. They go into protective custody, locking up. What it is a lot of false courage. Mm. See, a lot of brothers are brave when they in a group. You catch individual by themselves, and that's how you know if they got any strength. A white man already know your strength because he know when he get your butt and put that pressure on you. There's so many brothers that walking around here now. They're stool pitching and forms of rocketeers for the United States government, but they out in front of you making these records, putting all this information out. And then look at the Jewish community. Look at Hollywood, look at the music industry. Most of it is controlled by homosexuals. Period. They run this. And they know if they take the black man, they ain't never had nothing, and give him a little something to start eating on. They're like a rat come out the hole. You put that cheese in the trap. They run out, they sniff on it a little bit, and they go, pop, that trap snapped out on their damn neck. You understand? And the baby, whatever. First of all, what you expect from a brother running around here calling himself the baby? I don't expect nothing that much from a brother with that type of name. I mean, the baby? Damn, my baby, the one I had in the crib? What does this mean, the baby? Look at these monikers and the name that our people are carrying. I mean, we just savages have lost the knowledge of self. Then they don't understand the dynamics of power. See, we think we got power when we get a little bit of money. We're so happy we go out and buy all the jewelry. Look what I got. You go buy your nice, shiny car. But you ain't got no power. You ain't got the power and control of your own mind. You understand what I'm saying? Because you don't have the knowledge of yourself. That's what's killing us. You know, LGB, whatever the hell the alphabet is, you know, those are the people that's running this country. Mm. That agenda is to take the black man and make a punk out of him. Understand? There's more ways to make a punk than one. But one, you can just be flipping over, but you still be a punk when you can't assert your own power. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? You can't even speak your own mind. Mm. Now you got somebody controlling your thoughts. Well, I should be able to say up out my mind whenever I feel like it. But no, I can't speak on this call. I'm going to take a hit. So Matt said, nigga, I want you to go out there and keep doing a good job, but you can do this, and you can do that, but you cannot do this. You cannot mess with our agenda. Because whatever the little brother said, I didn't hear everything he said. But hell, was he lying? That's what they do. Don't they be on the penis, whatever the hell they be doing? And that's what they do. So why you get mad when the man told the truth? Yeah, that's what y'all do. You understand what I'm saying? You're slopping up and down all damn day long. You understand? I got to tell it like it is. You're bending over all day long. So why you getting a man mad at the brother for telling you what you're doing anyway? Everybody, I mean, what you hiding? You got brothers running around here. Some brother talking about he was, he called them transgenders. Mm. And
yeah, they get caught with them pretty often.
Talking about he had a baby, but the person looked like a damn man. And they saying, well, everybody thought they had a beer belly. Understand what I'm saying? Mm. But this was really a woman that tried to disguise herself like a man, wanted to be a man, carrying a baby. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, this is the agenda of the great Satan,
yeah.
The great beast, the great Babylon. This is the world we're living in now. Whatever God say don't do, man is doing it. You understand? The tribe of Shabbat, that holy tribe. Look at us. We've been in over wholesale. Look at us. We're scared to lose. We're scared to lose these little shiny things that the white man then gave us, so we freeze up. We done sold out. When he got you like that, you ain't free.
That's a fact.
You in his prison. You know, it's just sad because all these little brothers that run around here, they ain't never had money before. That's why you see them, they ain't never got stacks of money like this here on Instagram. And all of them getting busted because they run around with guns in the damn car. I seen a brother the other day, hell, he had a nice little chopper in the car. You understand what I'm saying? In the front seat of his car, just riding around here in Atlanta. You understand? With a big old chopper in the car. Damn, brother, that do look pretty good. I could use one of them, though. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just telling it like it is. You know, this is real talk out here, you know. But our people, man, have just been so messed up by this society that we living in, making us other than ourselves, brother. You know, and we going to continue to lose like that. I mean, come on. what the hell we look like dealing with homosexuality in the condition that we in? What? I mean, what happened to us to be that weak? We let somebody flip us. You understand? And most of the men in this country, really, in this way, most of you brothers really got a homosexual mentality. You might not be bending over. You might not be slurping. You understand? But think about this. But the way we moving out here, we moving like homosexuals. You understand? We don't want to offend the master. We don't want to stand up and be a man that's fearless or walk through that fire if we have to. You know, we'll sell out our own family for some things. You won't even stand on the side of truth. You won't stand on the side of God, but you're wearing all these big old crosses on your neck. Don't even have a damn clue what you really representing. You representing yourself. You know, put your damn self in the cross.
Well, I mean, think about that. You got most of them still worship the face of a homosexual white man. You understand me? Known as Jesus.
That's right.
Right? This person that you got tatted on you.
That's right.
Is historical homosexual. Right, whose painting was rendered to be the God. You understand me? So you got to think psychologically what that means. And the fact that a lot of people wouldn't even want to change that. They ain't going to get that tattoo erased. They ain't going to stop getting chains like that made. And so the question becomes, you know, in a society that we live in, you know, we get into this whole thing, love is love, accept everybody for who they are, and allow people to do whatever they want with themselves, their bodies, their lives. And that's fundamentally just wrong, right? The reason that that is, and people don't even believe that, we have rules and laws to keep law in order so society can function to be civilized, right? But if you allow everybody to do whatever they want to based off their own individual wants and needs, right, then it never serves the collective and you never have collective progress. No society on the planet Earth that has ever progressed based on individual needs being served. Right. So, no, you have to at some point have involvement and have standards to be like, no, this is where we want to go as a society. So that if your needs do not fit, right, the collective agenda, then you're not part of the collective.
True.
Then you separate and you go off and do your own thing. But there's no point of having a culture of people who is based off individuality. You understand me? And so we gotten to a point where we care about sexuality more than we care about nationality. You understand me? We care about sexuality more than we care about wealth.
That's right.
You understand me? And so we'll fight harder. You understand me? And put ourselves in the rings of fire for our sexual preference. But when it comes to wealth building and economic freedom, see, we want sexual freedom more than economic freedom, and that's our problem, right? So we're going to be poor freaks. You understand me? Instead of being wealthy gods, and we got to get to a point to where it's all about self-knowledge and self-awareness, right? We claim that we love our ancestors, but we don't honor none of their traditions. We don't honor the way that they built family structure and order. We claim that we love the Egyptian gods, right? When we look at the Egyptian model of family, it was man and woman, a sod, a saw.
Right.
You understand me? You didn't see, a Tutankhamun and a saw together or whatever it may be. You didn't see the gods together. It was him and his woman side by side representing that god.
That's right.
So how can we not take the Ankh, a person to wear an Ankh, and not understanding that that's the phallus symbol and that's the womb representing life? It is a symbol of heterosexual union, right? And what that's representing and giving you is the key to life. Because we can't talk family and then say, well, I want to build family, but I also want to have my own sexual identity, and I need the family to be built around my sexual identity. Instead of saying that, wait a minute. Because this is not about individual condemnation. This is about what is the agenda of our nation, right? And if we say our agenda is to build wealth, is to have power, is to take ourselves under the thumb and the rulership of the white man, then we have to instill certain morals and principles and character, right, into the people so that we can be soldiers for the mission. And so that if we say, well, the mission is we need family order. Specifically, we need the type of family where it's the black man, black woman, black child. Then we need the environment to not suffocate the thoughts of the God into rearing that child into thinking like himself in his nature. Today in the classrooms all across America, they want to teach the child about their sexual preference before the child even knows about their history.
That's right.
Before the child knows any about their way their brain works, how their anatomy works, how their mind works. You understand me? So we're not going through sexual development before we go through self-development. That don't make sense. You have to develop that child to know who he is, what's being seen, what's behind the scenes, what is the thoughts and the psychology of the people that's teaching them, what are the agenda of the rulers, who's pushing the money. We got to follow the breadcrumbs to know what world we're building, because what you put in that child is the world that you're building that's going to come after it. So I don't care if this child knows, oh, he says that he likes boys, he says that he likes girls. Listen, first of all, the programming of the child is built by the environment that the child is reared into.
That's right.
A child is an empty cup waiting to be filled. You understand me? A lot of these children go through sexual trauma.
That's right.
Right? You have bullying, right? You have insecurities, right? You have confusion. And all and these adverse childhood experiences, right, have the child seeking an understanding of self, seeking a belonging of self, seeking to fill the gaps, right, to clear the muddy waters of confusion. And so it's way too many children that are growing up confused. Now, you want to think about that in the first place. Why is this child confused? That's because something in the environment is not giving them clarity.
That's right.
So what are you, what is that child rearing in the society to where the household got him confused? You see mom saying one thing, doing another thing. Pop saying one thing, doing another thing. He go to school, they telling him about all of these different choices, options in society. They telling him you could be a him, her, they, what, I, we, whatever you want to do. They saying now that you don't even have to put sex on the birth certificate.
Yeah.
So they trying to have a child born without a sex. You understand me? And they tell you that the science, you're going to teach science in the school, but tell you to ignore the science. Well, we go at a certain point in time, they're going to have to stop teaching biology. Because you can't teach biology and say, hey, this is a male, this is a female, and then not have that child identified based on the physical parts that they have that apply to the science that they're being taught because of the politics in society. That don't make sense. So they want you to ignore the truth for your feelings. And see, the thing about emotions is they can be manipulated. Emotions can always be manipulated.
That's true.
Once you get a man thinking in his emotions, you can exploit that. Once you get a profile and you know what type of man you're dealing with, you can manipulate him to do whatever you want to. Once you know that man didn't have a father, you know that man has been has trauma, you know that man has insecurities, he has adverse childhood things that has happened, you can see that. And the reason that society can see that is because they have built the young males and the environments for these males, so statistically they know what they missing. So they say, okay, that's what we gonna do. And the average black man ain't never had none. You understand? Ain't never had a proper education. I can tell by your name you don't know who you are. You understand me? Because if you don't have an original name, you ain't an original man.
That's right.
You don't even call yourself by your nature.
Man walking.
Right. So this is what we gonna do. We gonna offer him a little something because he wants to aspire. He gonna overbrand himself. He gonna wrap himself in the Gucci, the Louis, the Fendi, the Prada, the Dior, every single thing in the world, because guess what? We didn't make it for him, so we know he aspired to be like us. So he's gonna buy all of it so he can feel like he fits into the dominant society and rule. Right? We're going to give him a contract. We know he's illiterate. School don't teach you how to do for self and move in the private sector. So when we give him this contract without understanding of contracts, he's going to sign it. Why? Because he's not doing it based on his knowledge of the legalese. He's doing it based on him trying to fill the void of his emotions because of his lack. It's his inferior thinking and his inferior feeling, and he wants to feel superior. He wants to get out of this very rat race that we put him in. So we know that we can bring him in here. We know that he's an artist, and artists are usually subject to their emotions, or they're subject to the lack of emotions based on their conditions, right? So he's not going to do this thinking about how many people he's hurting, right? Or he's going to do this based on the fact that he's hurting, right? He needs something to heal. So bring him on in, right? Let's speak a little fast. Throw some cash at him in advance. He's not going to understand the marketing, the branding, the sales, none of that structure. We're going to take his masters. We're going to take all of these different things. But guess what? We're going to glamorize him. We're going to put him in these parties. We're going to give him all these nice media looks, the marketing, throw him in the world, and give him enough freedom for him to fuck up. And then that's when we control even more of him. And then that's when we can use him. Because we want the most talented of him that can control the most minds, utilizing their frequency and their own talents against them. It makes the most sense. They not propping white artists to push the agenda. They propping our artists
that's
to push the agenda.
That's right.
Because that's the easiest way to do it. Let me just go grab some of y'all to push us. So what they do is they instill their thoughts, ideology, mind, and agenda, you understand me, and say, okay, then they make you think it's your idea. It's not your idea. You are already a product of the agenda, and so now you're spewing the thoughts that's coming out that environment that they created. So they say, well, he already rapping about killing, murder, sex, and violence. You understand me? Shit, those are the elements for a hit song, and that's the agenda we want to push to keep the family from being back in order. Yes, sir, I like the way that sound. Throw a melody, a nice beat behind that. Man, we're going to make you a hit. Mm-hmm. Now, let's allow him to be as gangster as he wants to. Build him up to be the macho, masculine one. You understand me? Because the more masculine ones that we can buck break, you understand me? It sets the tone for the rest of society. First, we need them to think he's a gangster, though. If they don't think he's a gangster, then we don't get no points for breaking him. You understand me? We need to. They need to see him go through fights. They need to see him go through court cases. They need to see him as a killer. All of that, right? Give him enough freedom. Give him a few wins, right? Let him get settled and comfortable. And at the moment he's at the top, that's when we're going to use him for our agenda, because that's the height of his power, the height of his influence within the culture. You understand me? Then we go threaten to snatch it all away. And all of that macho, bravado, tough guy, the thought process that he had,
all the way,
is gone. Now we got him forever. You understand me? That's our plan.
Oh, brother, just apologizing.
Yeah?
Yes, I'm sorry, Mr. Master. Please, yeah. I'm sorry. I just smoked too many blunts that day.
Yeah, I was high.
Understand what I'm saying? You know I didn't mean that, Mr. Master.
Yeah.
You know I like all of y'all. You understand what it's? Come here, boy, and slap him on his butt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you all right, boy. Get on back to work, shit. You a good nigga.
Yeah.
You understand?
Did what you supposed to do there.
But, you know, like Francis Crest Wellesley was saying, I think Bayer sent that to me. And it's so easy to break our young men down because, see, men, young boys, they earn. They yearn for the love of a father when they're coming up. Mm-hmm. They're like, I know young men that didn't have a mother in their life. And they grown men today. So every woman they get, they look at them like her, like she's their mother.
Mm.
And they be wanting that type of, them hugs and all that old type stuff, like mama hug you, that's gonna be all right, son. And so you know that young male, you're looking for that male caress from his father, which he never get. And you got them wise devils out here know that deep down inside, a brother yearns for the spirit of a father that he never had. See, you got to have both of them, to be honest about it. Because when one missing, there's a void in there. And so it can be easily manipulated because you got people, man, that's so smart. They know how to pull you into them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And they know how to talk to you, have the right conversation. You know, you're thinking, all right. You know, and they get you a little bit closer to them and stuff. And all of a sudden, they want to do that. That's why I never like a brother being trying to talk to me and all he want to touch
me. Yeah, don't touch me while you're talking.
Hold on, brother. You know, we can communicate, but all of this here, I don't go for it.
Yeah.
You understand
yeah.
what I'm saying?
I hate that.
You understand? I don't like that because I know what a brother be trying to test you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And sometimes it don't be about the homosexual part, but be about see if you got strength, period.
Yeah.
You understand? The brothers test you, offer you things, take your own little trips and little overnight trips and camping out and all those old type of stuff. Pretty soon, you understand, they make move on you. You don't understand it per se because you're young. You understand? Pretty soon they got done turn you out.
Mm.
These clever moves and stuff like that. But the whole agenda, I show you how fearful they are of the black man. You understand what I'm saying? They said, we done tried everything we can for 400 years. We done did everything. We done tried to kill him. Just like baby kids, he keep coming back. You understand? So what else can we do, Billy Bob? He said, well, hell, let's turn him out. Let's bring that femininity out of them. Let's put the agenda out about toxic masculinity.
Mm.
It's something wrong when a black man speak truth to power. You understand? It's something wrong when a black man can look a devil in the eye and ain't blinking, ain't afraid of him. It's something wrong with that. It's something wrong when your voice roar like thunder. There's something wrong with like that, but they want you talking all soft.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? They want you to put on all them soft colors, wear your little pink running around, put on your little earrings mm-hmm. like the mothers do their little boys.
Yeah.
They got little boys running around with two earrings in their ear. You understand? Oh, he looks cute, but you know you're setting him up for the turnout.
That's a fact.
Mothers.
Right.
You're setting him up to be turned out. Because you can't teach him about manhood because you don't know about it yourself. Pop is gone. You understand? Might be in the graveyard penitentiary or just done left the home, period. So now you got the school teaching our children about sexuality in elementary school. Mm. What my baby need to learn about sexuality at that age? You understand? Because a lot of it be done abdicated that responsibility in the home. Mm-hmm. We think our children are supposed to go to school and be taught every damn day. Why we ain't teaching in our own home? Why we ain't teaching our children their history? Why we ain't teaching our children their gods? Because we've been indoctrinated to the white man way of thinking. You understand? We don't want to speak truth to power. And when you get that knowledge, you deny it because the white man didn't tell you that it was coming from him. Don't nobody want to follow the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. You can't make a punk out of God. It's just that simple. If you're teaching your children the right knowledge in your home, quit letting a white man teach your children. Quit dropping them in the hands of your open enemy. Understand what I'm trying to say? I mean, because you're a rapper running around with a gun don't make you dangerous to me. You just a damn fool running around with a weapon. Don't know what the hell you're doing with it. You just got it. Knowing the feds are watching all the so-called rappers out here, then they're setting brothers up to be knocked off left and right. And you're getting there, all these brothers going to the penitentiary, coming, a lot of them coming out deep cover. There's a lot of them coming out switching. A lot of them been up in there bending over, coming out getting with the women when they come back out. And then a lot of them creeping on the children that you done brought men into your home. All of this devilishment going on our planet, in our community right now. What are we doing about it? We're like we don't have the power to do anything. No, we got to take our families unto ourselves now. Quit letting your open enemy give your children their moral values and principle. How in the hell my 10 or 12-year-old son gonna come in the house and tell me, Pop, I think I want to be a girl. But I got something for you, all right? Come here. Understand? I'm gonna whoop some of that shit out of you. I ain't gonna accept it. I'm gonna put it that way. Hold on, son. Let's sit down. Let's rap about this here. Where did this come from? You understand? What makes you want to be other than yourself? And you just brought your butt home from school. But all of this stuff is going on. Just like in sport and play when they in the gym in high school and stuff. You know, I always want to slap you on the butt. I went out for sport, but you wouldn't slap me on my butt.
Nah.
You understand? I don't play that stuff. You understand? So all these things lead up to turning our people out, turning our young men out, just like a pimp would turn a woman out. White man pimping, they're doing a damn good job.
Conversation about political, economic, and wealth building. This is the War Room.
Peace Family 19 Keys tapping in, and you back in the War Room with my father, my pops, the captain, Bashir Muhammad.
Fuad Muhammad.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, we've been having a powerful discussion. One for the ages, one for the times. You know, I want to go directly similar into the same gears, right? And, you know, right now there's a lot of mothers trying to figure out how to raise their sons, right? And there's a lot of women looking for father figures in their life. You understand me? A lot of men looking for father figures in their life. A lot of men don't know how to be men simple.
That's true.
You understand me? And they're yearning for it and they want it bad, but they just don't know how. They don't know where to get it, where to find it, where to seek it. And oftentimes, when you're lost, you always look in the wrong direction.
True.
You understand me? And so that's what we're seeing today. We're finding people that have this gap of being fathered, and the devil is ready to take them into their homes. You understand me? And this devil is represented in many different ways. Whether it's the gangs, right? Whether that devil represents the drugs they take, whether it represents the groups they in, you understand me? Whatever situations, but it's not the right thing that they need in order to nurture them into themselves, right? You know, And I want to talk about the qualities of being a man and development into a boy, into a man. I travel around everywhere. Mothers are always introducing me to their son. Just give my son some encouraging words. You understand me? Just let him know who he is. I want him to be similar with that same energy as you have. And what they asking is, can you help develop this masculinity into my son? So he knows himself, so he walks in the world not confused. You understand me? Not walking around with bruises and this false machismo, but really knowing and being in tune with who he is. You know, and for a lot of these brothers, it takes a lot of work for them to get back to who they are, right? The younger you can start them off, the better. Because when they start getting up in age, you got to reverse engineer, reprogram, strip all of the things out, and you got to go through so much, and you don't realize how much the young male can go through in a short amount of time and be lost by the time his teenage years of 15 and 16 hit. We got a society where, you know, growing up, I knew more homies that died, you understand me, than I have those friends from childhood years. You understand me? Like, if I wanted to go back to St. Louis and Oakland, most of them dead in jail or on drugs or living a lifestyle I don't agree with. You understand me? And just the trauma that you face with being a young black male in society, society tells you, you know, becoming masculine is a toxicity. That's what the message of masculine toxic is. That for you to develop yourself into masculinity, you are going to become an enemy of the state. You're going to become an enemy of women, society, culture. You're going to lose opportunities and jobs. Don't go for power and rulership. We need you to be under the thumb and you can be accepted a little more after that. But don't try to develop into this masculine bravado that you've seen. Don't try to become the Malcolm X's of the world, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan's of the world. Don't jump out there and try to be the Marcus Garvey's of the world. You're doing too much. Quit trying to be Huey P. Newton. You know what I mean? When we need you to settle for, just be a little rapper or something. You understand? Just go out there and sing. Go out there and put on flashy clothes and let them tell you that this is the greatest version of manhood because this is you expressing yourself and being free. They've oppressed you for so long. What was the oppression? No. So now the young boys don't know what the hell to do. They confused. Then they see somebody like myself walk in a room and command presence and power. And they say, wait a minute. Y'all didn't tell us about that option. Y'all did not tell us that we can be powerful, masculine men with our mindset. You understand me? Go against dominant society, become successful, and do for self. Y'all did not tell us we could assert our will in every single moment. Y'all told us we had to bend over backwards and turn into actors. Y'all didn't tell us that we can be within our nature. So they feel tricked. Moms in the household did not have the ability to teach the boy to become a man because the boy is yearning for something the mother can't give him. You understand me? And the mother is often giving the boy her breast, spoiling the boy. You understand me? Not allowing him to develop into manhood. And so the young boy is going to often rebel against that mother because he's not trying to become her.
That's right.
And he realized if I accept all of your instructions, good or bad, I will become you by taking on your mind. So I would rather take on a man's mind who may not be as good as you morally, but at least I'll be becoming a man. And whether it's a good man or bad man, at least it's a man because I don't want to become a woman. So he's going to deny the thoughts of his mother, even though the mother's often the greatest mentor, right? But he needs to have balance in order to accept that from her. Because if he doesn't have enough of the man guidance coming, you understand me? He's only taking a woman's guidance, then she can help develop you, but she's not going to develop you into who you're supposed to be completely. She can only develop a part of you, right? But when she tries to develop the whole of you that is only supposed to be a part, she is destroying a part of you, leaving you imbalanced. So the young boys are soft. They holding on to the mother leg. I'm shy. I don't want to talk. I was never that child. I was never hiding behind moms and pops. I'm walking up to the strangers. You understand me? When Pop taught me, Asian Juan taught me how to look into the eye, how to shake hands, like, firm in it as a man. You understand me? And how to move in this world once you go about. You understand me? Look a man in his eyes, whether it's a killer, whether it's a corporate guy, whether it's a police officer, learn how to speak to him. Learn how to assert yourself in every single situation. And so it's like, teaching a young boy how to tap into the greatest parts of himself as a thinker. See, what we need more that'll help the young males is helping them become mathematical thinkers. Things that have nothing to do with fully being your emotions, but how to rise above emotions into the thinking of God, right? Because the male mind is prone to mathematics. He has to make sense of everything.
That's right.
And only mathematics makes 100 complete absolute sense. It's a universal language, right? So when you can teach him to be mathematical, you're teaching him to win. You're teaching him to have strategy in life, right? To know how to maneuver and to think and to play chess. But without that, he doesn't know his next step. He gets into a situation and falls into his emotions instead of into his mathematical calculations. He doesn't say, oh, man, I don't know what to do, man. I'm sad. I can't get a job. No, he starts thinking about his options. Well, let me add this up. Well, if I make this move and I make this move, I can get here. Now he has a real tool and a skill set of thinking that he can apply in every single situation in life, regardless of how dire it is. But if you tell the young boy to completely fall into the sentiments of his emotions, that's what he relies on to get him out of situations when he finds himself in trouble. You understand me? And that's where he can be manipulated, controlled. And that's what we see in those rooms in America where they got the young boys in there snitching on themselves to get out of trouble. They're not thinking of, I take this case to trial, I'm gonna beat it by doing this, that, and the third. They're not thinking mathematical. They're not thinking, oh, I can go do some criminal action, or I can figure out, shit, we got a cell phone in 2021. If we had the phone when I was my age, I wouldn't have gotten as much trouble. You understand me? If I was young, I wouldn't have did all of the crimes. I wouldn't have had all of the cases I had and did all of the selling that I did do. You know what I'm saying? The hustling that I did do. I would have did, I because my mind is always attuned to a creative outlet. You understand me? Since we was younger, we always found a hustle. I remember Savior's Day selling toys. You know, I don't know where the hell I got the toys from, but I remember selling them and hustling and coming back home and they was gone. Didn't care about the money. It was the feeling of success. It was the feeling of knowing that my mind was working, that if I got this goal when leaving the house, and if I can meet this goal, you understand, by the time I come back to the house, then I know I'm a man. My mind is working. Human thought gives me happiness, gives me fulfillment and purpose, because the function of the mind is to produce the thoughts.
That's right.
So how can I know that my mind has functioned if the purpose is not being met? So giving these young boys the mathematical mind gives them purpose, right? So you have to get them attuned to their logical and their rational thinking. But if you're only trying to get them to be more sensitive, right? Be in tune with your emotions, yes. But in tune to where you have experience to understand your emotions so that you can detach from them and control them, then rise above them. Not so that I am living in the state of my emotions, right? Never consolidating that and crystallizing it to a point of higher mindedness. Because the goal today is to be in the divine order, and the divine order is of the higher mind. So the first thought process and the way that the black man was robbed of everything on this planet Earth is by giving him amnesia, making him forget who he was. So the first thing that we can do is give self-awareness. You want to teach the boy who he is? Don't look at common society. I need you to go back and look at the greatest examples of manhood on the planet. Teach them that. It's very simple. We make it overcomplicated. I don't know what to do with my son. Well, what are the men that are great? I don't care whether you agree with them or not. Look at the greatness in them. You understand me? We ain't say which man you agree with, political ideology, philosophies, religion, spirituality. That don't matter, because you don't know what you truly believe anyway. Because you can watch an hour on YouTube and then get confused about your faith because you didn't know something about it. Mm-hmm. You're not a scholar in your own spirituality. You're not a scholar in your own religion. So somebody can challenge that just as easy by presenting facts on a quick meme. You understand me? And all of a sudden, your mind and your whole life is turned upside down. So it ain't about what you agree with. I need you to go figure out the best way to teach your son, and the best way is to give them examples of greatness. And men who had minds that accomplished their purpose, their function, and their goals are examples of greatness. Not for that son to become the example, but to show him what is in himself that he can bring outward.
That's right.
That's your goal.
That's right. Come on with it.
You understand me? So, with all that being said,
All that being said, hell, ain't nothing for me really to say. You pretty much covered all, really, brother, because, you know, like you said, a lot of mothers, once their son reach a certain age, then they know that which they're teaching in the home needs something to back it up with.
Yeah.
You know, because they see something missing.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing about boys, see, you develop in different stages. You know, it's like I was saying, sometimes boys, when they're early in age, they're more passive. Mm. You know, they're more peaceful. Mm. You know, and if you would notice, you would notice the girls, when they're certain age, they're more aggressive.
Mm.
You understand? A lot of times they be whooping the little brother's butt
mm.
until as time go on and the brother start taking on that more masculine role and start identifying more mm. with himself. And then you'll notice the young girls started going into their feminine mode mm. more so. And you have what, but the biggest problem is that the mothers, since the father's not in the home, they don't have the right information mm. to give to their children.
Mm.
They given the indoctrination that they received, their grandparents and foreparents and all that received, so they just passing down false information.
Facts.
And they find out if, when it comes to a certain point that screaming and hollering at their son ain't working no more. You understand? Because now he's not responding like he was when he was younger and he had fear of
mm.
you. You understand what I'm saying? You done put fear in it already.
Mm.
You understand? Not understanding what you're doing. You understand? Do what mama say, I'm gonna whoop you, I'm gonna take this, I'm gonna do that. Little brother running and jumping. I done seen little brothers. They done made punks out on before they even get out the house. You know, little brother, you know, I seen him even at his grandmother, how I was doing some work for the grandmother and putting up a fence for him. But I seen how she was talking to him. She was talking to him. He was talking down to him, making him feel like he had no control over his thinking, of his mind, his little brother head just dropping and stuff.
Yeah.
And then when his father came by the house, he went to scolding him. And the little brother was just like so timid. And I'm looking at this. I said, y'all don't know what you're doing.
Mm.
Y'all breaking his spirit. You want to break his spirit so you can have control over him. You can't break a little boy's spirit. Because once you take his spirit from it, he ain't got nothing.
Mm.
You understand? All he know, he's supposed to do what anybody tell him to do. You understand? Then he moving on just straight emotion. It ain't no reasoning ability. It ain't no doing for myself, thinking for myself. You doing what somebody telling you to do. You ain't thinking for yourself, and you running around, you got this fear that's implanted in you. And then once you start getting a certain age, you started getting amongst your peers. Now you getting a little different environment. You start going to school and hanging out a little bit. Now you getting another vibration coming from these little young brothers that's around you. And they might become a little bit stronger than you. Now, this is where the so-called bullying come in at. You understand? The little brother getting jumped, don't know how to stand up for themselves. They ain't been taught to defend themselves. They ain't been taught how to speak. They ain't been taught how to shake a hand, look a person in the eye. They don't have no camaraderie with men, older brother, like I was saying. Little Shakir used to drill grown men.
Mm.
You understand? Grown men, they're 20s and 30s, some in their 40s, you understand? Little brother can't be no more 5, 6, 7 years old, commanding grown men in the order of drilling. You understand? Calling out commands to grown men. Now, what is that doing to the psychology of that young brother?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Hey, I'm a man too. You understand? I can command too. I got some little power too. You understand, brother? Just keep messing up in the range. Brother, fall out, give me 25 push-up.
Mm.
And little brother, the brother hit that floor, grown man.
Mm.
You understand? You're going to fall out, hit that floor, and little brother come sit on your back. Give me them 25. Get them 25, now you fall back in the ranks. You understand what I'm saying? This is what bring that manhood out of you. This is what, because black man was born and given power by Almighty God Allah himself. That's in our nature, brother. To yearn and want to have power, control of your own destiny, own your own life, want your own land, you want your own country. You understand what I'm saying? So when you don't put that into the boys, you study putting fear. Don't do this, don't do that. Do what Billy Bob in the school telling you to do. Learn about Jack and Jill right up the damn hill. Little Red Robin Hood and all of these old type of things, they ain't got nothing to do with your reality. You understand what I'm saying? You know, we take them in the sport and play just to get them out the house. You know, there's nothing given to our young boys that's giving them the foundation. And you don't want to give, how you going to give them the knowledge yourself and then run around there calling himself Billy? He ain't got nothing to draw from. You understand? He ain't got no reference in his mind of what he should be doing and what he shouldn't be doing. You say the black man, God, this way God operate. You understand? You teach that as a little child. You understand? When he started getting up, started to be able to think for himself, then he got something he can draw from. This is the way God's supposed to act, because I'm a God. But if you just telling him, do as I say, by command, you ain't got nothing to say. You know, you want to take control of his whole spirit and soul and his whole mind by talking down to the little brother, trying to break his spirit. So when you got a good sound, he listens, he does what I say. Mm. Well, he going to do what everybody else say then. Mm. Outside the home, you understand? Then they'll come home one day, or you might come home one day, he got your panties on. Mm. You done put your eyelashes on, your lipstick on. You understand what I'm saying? Because the little brother is confused. You understand? They get confused in the home. We think they're supposed to go to school. We teach them every damn thing in the public school system that they should be getting taught at home. You understand what I'm saying? So our children are getting wiped out. But, you know, there is a solution to that problem. But you all don't want to get behind it because the white boy done told you what's best for you. You understand? He done told you it's all right to bend over. He done told you it's all right to get a sex change. It ain't nothing wrong with you switching a little bit. It ain't nothing wrong with your voice being soft. You come around us, brother, put that bass in your voice, brother. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? Brother, your hand like a limp noodle. Grab the hand a little bit tighter, little soldier. You understand what I'm saying? You look at a brother, look him in his eyes, sir. You understand? And then you don't have that, you don't, see, with little boys, you got to connect with them. You understand? You got to connect with the youngsters. We had little boys 6, 7, 8 years old come to our school, like the university, and already got a bad jacket in the public school system. You understand? He this, that, he do that, this, and another. And little brother, you ain't even made it yet. You ain't went nowhere in life, but you already been painted a jacket that he's unteachable. But you bring him to us. You understand? You bring him to us, we make a shining star out of him. Because we put that, what he been missing, all along in him. You understand? Love, understanding. You understand? You show him how men operate. You show him how men have conversation. You show him how men solve problems. You show them how men take care of business. When you're being productive and manufacturing, producing, taking care of business, you got your children around seeing how men conduct business. You understand? How men, how you behave, how you speak, how you prepare to take care of business. None of these things being taught to our little boys. But we expect them to grow up, get a damn job, and be successful. Doing what? On the job working for Mr. Master, Billy Bob, when you tell him to be afraid to go out the house because you're going to be scared of the police. Look at all the fear that you put into your baby, but you expect him to be an upright man, be strong, fearless, and be that guy walking down the streets. They ain't afraid of nothing, but you done made a punk out of him before he get out the damn house because you don't want to follow the right teacher. You don't want to follow the truth. You call the Muslims, the Muslims, stay away from them. But them are runs you should be running to. You understand? You should be, every time you see a brother with a bow tie, a brother speaking knowledge, you should be hailing them down. You understand? Trying to get them brothers to tap in so you can get some of that knowledge into the mind of your children. You understand? That's why we failing, because we done took on the wrong education. We followed the wrong damn doctrine. We want to be white people. You understand? You don't want to be black. You don't want to have something that you can call your own. You don't want your children running around saying, I'm a black man, I'm a God. There's something wrong with that. But you can be a nigga all day long. Mm. Like that's something to say of pride. Mm. What's up, my nigga? Look here, partner, you got one more damn time, call me a nigga. Mm. You understand? Don't play that. Mm. You understand? You ain't no nigga, you a God. But look what you're teaching him. You ain't teaching him a damn thing in order for him to be successful. Because we already behind the eight ball. We already running behind. You understand? If you only knew, when we say the black man, God, that's not just a statement. We telling you the power that you possess on the inside. Black man, a divine man. You understand what I'm saying? You have power you have not even tapped into because you've been put to sleep and you ain't been taught how to execute it and open up your mind. You understand? The whole damn world waiting on the black man in America, and the white man is afraid of us, brothers. No, we run around talking about afraid of. No, his whole agenda is based on fear now of the black man. You understand? Because genetically, we genetically dominant. So that's why you got to make little punks out of our kids. You understand? So we won't produce. You understand? We will not produce. Two homosexuals ain't having no children. You understand? You might go adopt one, and then they end up being gay their damn self. If they be so damn feminine, they might as well be gay. No, this is a worldwide plan to feminize that Asiatic black man, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, that holy tribe Shabazz, they trying to turn out. You understand? But that's why Allah, God, here is on the scene today. You understand? That's our helper. That's our savior. Come to save the black man in America. Ultimately, he save us. We save the whole planet. You understand? Because that's what he come for. The whole world waiting on the black man. But the white man say, hey, we got to do something about this here. Because we know what's coming. What can we do to stop this here? So let's push the agenda. Because white man by nature, a homosexual. I'm telling you what I know. You're a homosexual by nature. When they had me locked up in 19, two counts of aggravated battery for fighting the police, standing up for freedom, justice, and equality, locked me down. Understand? And I seen the white boys coming in. Understand what I'm saying? I said, what the hell going on here? I mean, you ain't fighting for your manhood. You just come in like an automatic part of your nature. You bend it over. You understand what I'm saying? I said, well, how could this be? How could this beast rule us? And he ain't nothing but a punk. Understand? How is a homosexual gonna rule a god? Understand? But he's doing it. But his time is up now. We getting ready to flip the script on your butt, partner. It's getting flipped already. That's why he's pushing this homosexual agenda. Look at that. It ain't just the boys. Look at the women. See, it's more or less noticeable amongst the women, so to speak. You understand? Because when the brother flaming, it's more noticeable. But women is women. You don't know unless you see them walking down there hugging hands, wearing combat boots, their hair cut down. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, that's where you can know.
Yeah.
You can see it. But all these young girls.
It's more acceptable.
All these young girls, you're letting the young girls go to the house and spend the night with them girl parties at night. And they sitting up there playing with one another and all this stuff. And you ain't aware up till later on when you come back and say, Mama, I think I'm gay. You say, what? How did that happen? Well, hell, you have caused it. You understand? You let them go out to home at an early age over their friend's house. You know, they experimenting. You understand what I'm saying? They might have had an uncle or an auntie up in that house somewhere playing little games with your baby. You don't know nothing about it. See, our kids didn't do all that. One thing about Bahia, she didn't let y'all go spend the night. My girls wasn't spending the night like that at other people's houses. They got a certain age. They was allowed to go spend the night. You understand? But we had to know everything about that home. Who was in that home, just that and another. You understand? They're going to pick your butt up at a certain time. You understand? But these are the things that's going on trying to feminize the black man because that masculine man, we want power, self-determination. That masculine man, we want our planet back. You understand? It's coming straight at you. We want our damn planet back by any means necessary now. We're not playing with your devil. You know why we ain't playing? Because Allah, God, and the person, Master Fraud Muhammad, that great Mahdi, is here to destroy you. He ain't playing with you, so why should I be playing with you? Because I want the same damn thing he want. Freedom, justice, equality, peace, love, and happiness. But he'll destroy the beast for what he done did to us. We want our planet back, and we gonna get it. It's just that simple. And you teach him that your child is a god, sisters, and brothers, you can't make no punk out of them. You understand? But you tell them they're a good Christian, go to church and believe in all that old damn mystery God with that white boy looking up like this here, Michelangelo lover, what they say, I don't know for sure. You understand? Hanging his butt on the damn cross. You understand? Talking about my God? Don't look like me. How your little brother, your little son going to identify with that? How your son going to identify with turning the other cheek? You understand? That's why he get bullied in school because you got him turning the other cheek. you bring your butt home to me. Look, brother, now you know I don't advocate no fighting and all that. But if you keep on, you got to do what you got to do.
Oh, no, we throwing hands.
You're going to get your little butt whooped when you get your butt back home. Well, I'm not going for that. It's just that damn simple. No, ain't no damn turning another cheek. Especially when I teach you not to be aggressive, mind your own damn business, and you jumping on my son, and my son ain't responding, or my daughter ain't responding. No, you're going to make sure you respond, one way or the other. But one damn thing about it, all y'all got to do, the solution is here, brothers and sisters. Pick up the message to the black man. Read the book. Read the book. Any person that got any type of reasoning in their mind, anybody got any type of so-called consciousness, when you read the book, you can see the truth in it. There's something about the truth that activates itself once you hear it or once you read it. You understand what I'm saying? Then you can change the whole consciousness, the whole paradigm of your thinking. Then you'll know what to start putting into your children. The wrong information, that's why they turned out. Why little now? Ran pink. You understand what I'm saying? That's why they sitting on TV, kissing one another. You understand what I'm saying? Old town, whatever they call that over, I never listened to that crap anyway. But look at your children. Look at what you don't even monitor what they listen to. Anything goes in the home. There's no restriction on the music in the home. You know, you can do anything. See, freedom without boundaries is dangerous.
That's a fact.
Understand? Very dangerous. So this is what the white man done taught you. That's why they can't get it together now in this country, because they got too much freedom and no boundaries. That's why America is getting ready to fall. It's falling now. You understand what I'm saying? So long live Muhammad.
Well.
Was that enough for you?
Man, I think he done said it all now.
Hey, bro.
But there you go with the truth, man. You know, the truth is a hard pill to swallow.
That's right.
It's uneasy. It makes you uncomfortable. It challenges your sentiments. You can't speak it loud, because if you speak the truth too loud, you may lose some friends. You may lose some ends.
They ain't your friends.
You understand me? And what you have to realize is that most people agree with the truth, but they know their environment doesn't. So they know that they need to deny you in order to stay in their environment. Mm-hmm. Because if they agree the environment, if they agree with the truth and they go back to the environment of falsehood, then they're going to feel a conflict. And it's going to make them unease to where they can't stay in that environment. So you have to get to a point to where you change your environment to an environment of truth. How do you strategize your life to where you can live truth? People always say, you know, they're one of the things they, love is love. That's a propaganda statement, right? To put you in control, because love is not love. What, love is love don't even make sense.
It don't make no sense.
That's like saying money is money. What does it mean? Nothing whatsoever, right? But they put out these statements to control you because it lacks logic. And anything that lacks logic lacks God. Mm. You understand me? Because God does everything in a logical magnitude. You won't see a damn flower, bee, bug, anything in design that doesn't have purpose, doesn't have rational, doesn't have logic. Nothing in the universe is without logic, which tells you that the creator is logical.
Anything get out of order in the universe, it disintegrates.
That's a fact. So the moment that you agree to things that are illogical as a way for you to move forward in your thinking, you disintegrating your very nature, going against God himself. So we have to get back to a point to where, wait a minute, that's a propaganda tool used, but what the hell is love? Love is a duty. Well, what is our duty? The human being has to procreate and survive and reproduce. You understand me? If our duty, let's talk about family for a second, right? Family is a business. Family is a business. It is an order. It is a trust. It is a house. It is an institution. Listen, you don't build family off of love, right? That's not how it works.
Come on.
You don't build family off of love.
Come on, brother.
You understand me? The same way you don't win a war off of love. Jeez. You don't build a business off of love. You build family with love. You understand me? You love your family, but what's the duty, the responsibility, accountability that comes along with it? Your family has to be in order. If this is a business, how are you going to make your family profitable? How are you going to put these things together to manage the order of the family? Right? We used to get together for relationships, for the business. You don't go have a networking meeting for your business that has nothing to do with your bottom line, nothing to do with your value proposition of your business whatsoever. Oh, no, I just had that meeting out of love for the business. You understand me? No, did it have anything to do with the business being better? Nope. It was just a business off a meeting off of love. What the hell they got to do with business? Business is the activity of life. You understand me? So based on the activities within the business, in order to make it successful, is how you manage it. And if the family is a business, hey, brother, you understand me? Let's have a conversation about our issues, problems, and emotions. Well, that's fine and everything, but let's have a point to that. The point is to resolve this so we can get back to business. You understand me? Let's get the feelings out of the way, then we can get back to business, right? Because the family should represent a product, should represent a service, should represent some sort of institution. You understand me? My family now represents an educational institution, a healing institution, a factory to where you can take that broken mind and you can come into the thinking of a God. You understand me? So now the business has to be moving towards that. Well, let's see what traumas exist, what issues and problems exist. Well, let's come to the table and have this conversation, not so that we can just say that, oh, well, we love each other, right? Because the love has to be backed by something.
Come on.
When the love is backed by nothing, it'll fall by anything. You understand me? That and so why a person will go to their job and be more loyal to their job than their family. Why?
That's right.
Because their job is paying them.
That's right.
Their job is backed by service. It's backed by feeling a purpose. It's backed by money. You understand me? But then you won't come back to the family. Why? Because, well, it's only love. You understand me? And that love is cheap. Right? So you don't build wealth off of that. That's not how we put together the order. No, we got to have our trust. We got to have our LLC. Let's sit together and have this product development meeting. Let's figure out who roles can properly be established for what function.
There you go.
Hey, bro, listen, man, I don't think your relationship has anything to do with the business. Well, love is love. I just want to be in love. Well, you can be in love, but take that love elsewhere because that has nothing to do with this here. You understand me? So if you want to separate because you want to be in your emotions, even though statistically we're looking at the divorce rate in our communities, we're looking at the divorce rate around the world that's based on love, and it falls, right? But then we're going to look at arranged marriages, and they last longer than the ones that was based on love. Why? Why? Because they came together based on a duty, and that duty can keep y'all together because when y'all fall out of love, the duty is still there. The responsibility is still there. You understand me? That's why business partners, they not even like each other, but they still there for the business. So when you make family a business, y'all gonna stick together. Y'all gonna be there for each other and for the business. And every person works for that business.
Right.
So we gotta put business back into the family in order for us to have a family business. That's the operation. That's the procedure. That's the protocol. That's the infinite wealth strategy. Every Monday night, my father is teaching masculine development for life lessons and business. You understand me? Helping you to tap into that man to God spirit. Every Wednesday, my sister is teaching 8 p.m.,
right,
helping you tap into that feminine development for business and life lessons. Allow you to heal to hurt so that you can get to success. You understand me? My younger brother, Bashir, is teaching and the meditation, allowing you to get your mind in focus and alignment. I want to go find a billionaire that doesn't meditate. His P&L, his charts, gonna be down for the year. Because to get through this, you gotta have your mind.
That's
that
right.
Spiritual development has to be in line. You have to have your spirit cultivated, right? And then you get to tap in to where you get to learn the true laws and organic laws of the Constitution of the United States, how to utilize them, how to apply them, the UCC governance that goes along with it, understanding your bond certificate, Social Security, how to set up your trust, evaluate your status and nationality here in America and across the planet Earth so that you can move properly in accordance to how you're supposed to. All of that's being taught. You got a foreign national come in week to week to teach this game.
Come on.
Then I'm teaching the technological development, the branding, the marketing, the skills, how to become an author in 2 to 3 weeks, add another title and stream of income, understanding the NFTs, the crypto, and everything else that you're going to need to be advanced in this society so you don't be left behind. So family, bring your sons, bring your daughters, bring yourselves. You understand me? And let's build this family together. Let's build this business together. I see y'all in the Infinite Wealth Strategies. Text 323-577-6692. Text INFINITE and join today. This has been a war room with Bashir Fuad Muhammad.
There you go, brother.
My pops, the captain. And I'm the general, 19 Keys. I see y'all on the next episode. Tap in.
Conversation about political, economic, and wealth building. This is the war room.
This episode is brought to you by Goldwater. My high electrical thoughts are always stimulated with the gold, right? Because I'm always on the gold. Now, we're born with 0.02% of gold within our body, for those who didn't know that. Now, scientists believe that the reason we're actually born with this gold in our body, given that gold is a heavy metal, makes it a superconductor of electricity, and our bodies operate off electricity with 70-90% water, we actually need that gold. Now, they believe that it's because of anti-inflammation and also to electrify the nerve ending between the cells within your body, right? Now, why would that even be important in the first place, and how can I qualify that to have anything to do with this high-level thinking? Well, it's my firm belief, and it's also the understanding of science and biology itself, that the body is an electrical system and it needs electricity. When we're young, we have all of
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.